Lingua Pegasa. A Gen Stargate Atlantis story, rated for general audiences, written and read by Erwin Looney. Summary: a partial primer to Atlantis-specific language. One. Aboard. While the Atlantis expedition is a civilian expedition, you can't live on a floating city where over half the population are US Marines without adopting some of their language. Especially when the ops tech people responsible for making signs are all either in the Navy or from the nautical industry. Colonel Shepard and Major Lorne may argue that since the city flies, it is an aircraft and should therefore be using Air Force terms, newcomers to the city will still find themselves welcomed aboard, and will be directed to the heads and eat food that has been prepared in the galley. When they learn the ropes and settle in, it doesn't usually take long before they, too, refer to the city as a she, and it never takes long for green hands to learn to flatten themselves against the bulkhead at the cry of "Gangway!" 2. Grok. If any of the expedition members weren't sci-fi geeks before they went to Pegasus, they became so in the first year, when everybody had worked through their scarce paper books, and Dr. Inga Dottir's collection of e-books became one of the main sources of entertainment. And the word grok is one that was part of the expedition's language from the start, because the scientists didn't just want to understand Atlantis. They wanted to drink it in, merge with it, become part of it. 3. Desenras Kanko. Introduced by Sergeant Barroso, who had family in Brazil and spoke Portuguese. He defined it as the improvisation of a haphazard but effective solution or plan at the last minute. Obviously, this is a highly prized talent for gate team members. And there is still a regularly repeated course, mandatory to gain the qualification as off-world personnel, to develop creative improvisation skills and flexibility of the mind. Dr. Weir and every expedition leader since her, as well as every training officer, emphasize that Desenras Kanko is a desirable quality for when plans fail, and should never be relied on in lieu of proper forward planning. 4. Nunchi. A Korean word that found its way into lingua Pegasa via the cake, the building where the social scientists reside. Who actually introduced it is unclear, but it is thought to be either Dr. Kiang or Dr. Corrigan. The latter defined it as the subtle art of listening and gauging another's mood. Any expedition member dismissing this concept as anthropophilical bullshit only has to see Dr. McKay turn a first contact mission ugly in the space it takes to pour a cup of tea to learn to appreciate people with good nunchi. People who are known for their good nunchi, Dr. Weir, Taylor Imagan, Major Lorne, Captain Avery, Dr. Fournier, both from AR4, Captain Bahir, Dr. Hayashi, and Staff Sergeant Wentworth, all from AR5, and Lieutenant Fick, AR7, are in Atlantis also known as social ninjas. 5. Guangxi. A Mandarin concept, which is in meaning related to Nunchi, and was introduced by Dr. Hayashi. It can perhaps be translated as social credit. In traditional Chinese society, you would build up good guangxi by giving gifts to people, taking them to dinner, or doing them a favor. But you could also use up your guangxi by asking for a favor to be repaid. A great deal of the diplomatic efforts in the early years of the expedition were concerned with building guangxi. Gaining neighbors and building goodwill was especially vital before contact with Earth was re-established. One of the most common forms in which this continues is medical care. When off-world, field medics routinely set up clinic in societies where basic medical care is wanted. Occasional attempts to use this as leverage in negotiations were put to a stop after Doc Uzipaika provided Captain Dorsey with a comprehensive lesson in Finnish invective. The field medic group refused unilaterally to let their efforts be used as trade leverage. The chief medical officer backed them up, and Dr. Weir agreed. 6. Nehufit. A Nethosian word introduced to the expedition by Halling. It means to be frozen in fear, and refers specifically to what humans experience in the face of a wraith bearing down on them. The Ethosians train their children from an early age to break through Nehufit. The children play with wraith masks to simulate situations. Until the expedition managed to set up a comprehensive Atlantis preparation training program on Earth, Nehufit was among the most common causes of fatalities for new expedition members. 7. Yuputka. An Ulwa word introduced by Dr. Parrish, who spent time on the Atlantic coast of Nicaragua as part of his PhD studies. It refers to the phantom sensation of something crawling on your skin. Since this concept resonated with many gay team members, its meaning has since been broadened to also mean general sense of physical unease, and is considered a subconscious early warning system for allergies, poisons, and environmental irritants. Lives have been saved by recognizing and respecting Yuputka. 8. Kimse. A Kimse is a Chinarai family unit consisting, ideally, of four or more adults and the children any of them produce or adopt. Chinarai society consists of survivors of many different planets, so Kimse are often very diverse. Members need not be related or have a sexual relationship. Kimse is a unit to share warmth, which in the permanently sub-zero climate on Chinara means to literally keep each other warm, but also refers to shared means of survival, protection, and resources. AR4 is the primary liaison team with the Chinarai, and after some initial confusion about the lack of reproductive ambition, AR4 is a mixed gender team, was accepted as a warrior Kimse. A male member of one's Kimse is addressed and referred to as Kim Sur, a female member as Kim Ne. Often translated to brother and sister, the actual meaning is far less simplistic and is closer to one known, one I share warmth and food with, one I protect, one who protects me, one with whom respect is shared, and, importantly, one whose children will be as my children. Use of these terms can primarily be heard among members of AR4. Because the concept of Kimse and its related forms of address are by definition egalitarian, they are a way of expressing team bonds without the implications of traditional Earth military forms of address. 9. Taradin. An Arabic word introduced and popularized by Captain Bahir of AR5, the expedition's primary trade team. It implies a happy solution for everyone, or I win, you win. It's a way of reconciling without anyone losing face. This is different from compromise in that a compromise usually refers to a solution reached through conflict and in which both parties gain less than originally intended. A prime example of Taradin is the trade deal Captain Bahir made with the Ajuyu people, who grow a fruit that's popular on markets, but ripens and then goes off all within a week. So its trade options were very limited. Atlantis supplies Ajuyu with the large glass jars a lot of its earth food is delivered in, canning knowledge, and help with the harvest. In return, it gets a large supply of the very tasty and nutritious fruit. Taradin is the golden standard for negotiations. It is also notable for being one of the few Earth terms that gained purchase outside of Atlantis and its members. It was adopted by the Ethosians and can occasionally be heard on markets around the Pegasus Galaxy. 10. We hoofed it. The Anthill, military HQ building on Atlantis, term for one of two things you're supposed to be doing instead of Nehufit, i.e. strategic retreat, the other being known as we shot it. For a time, Bravo Company made a concerted effort to popularize we nuked it, but this variation for some reason never caught on. 11. Dobi. The word Dobi is derived from the Hindi word Dhona, which means to wash. In this context, derby refers to laundry, as in doing one's derby, and also derby dust, laundry detergent powder. Use of this word can be traced to the British Royal Navy and the time that ships carried personnel to do laundry, who were referred to as derbywalla. The introduction and current day use in Atlantis can almost certainly be ascribed to Sergeant Heap of the British Royal Marines. In the early days of the expedition, members did their laundry in tubs in what became known as the derby room, and is now known to be part of the food preparation areas of the nearby kitchens. Groups of expedition members could be found standing barefoot in tubs of wet laundry, listening to music and rhythmically stomping their feet in what became known as the derby dance. This became superfluous once Dr. Zelenka discovered the ancient laundry system and got it operational, though at times disappointment has been expressed by expedition members at the disappearance of the social ritual. 12. Anthropophlophical. Soft science. Basically, the cake and its denizens and everything they do. This word is frequently used by Marines who claim they don't have time for anything that doesn't involve guns or explosives, but it can also be heard around the ancient tech department. This term is not a universal negative. While frequently used that way, I don't want to deal with that anthropophlophical bullshit, it can also be used positively. Hey doc, we need some of your anthropophlophical magic over here. 13. Dépaysement. A French word first introduced by Dr. Fournier. It refers to the feeling that comes from not being in one's home country. While on introduction this referred to the feeling of missing Earth, it has since been adopted by those who have come to see Atlantis as their home. When heard these days, it is most likely in the context of somebody being either off-world or on Earth and missing Atlantis. 14. His belief. A mashed together hysterical disbelief, i.e. the wide-eyed moment when you're not sure whether to laugh, cry, or punch somebody in the face. Usually this happens when you thought you'd seen everything, and Pegasus once again proves you wrong. Also refers to the hissing sound people often make at such a moment. 15. Ophaidin. Introduced by Ronan Dex, this Satidan word translates to shared burden. It refers to the informal conversations where, usually enlisted, personnel discusses past missions and commiserates over what might have been less than ideal. On Atlantis, where gate teams are small and often more egalitarian than on Satida, Ophaidin can also refer to pre-debrief team discussions. Rule of thumb, if you are among team members and you're discussing how something should be worded for the mission report or the official debrief, you are having an Ophaidin. 16. Bitchin' Twitchin', also known as demonstrating Atlantean dance. Certain younger members of the Marine contingent have shown great, and to Pegasus civilizations frequently baffling, aptitude for the robot and things like breakdance and jump style. If enough suitably skilled members of the expedition are present, demonstrations of salsa, lindy hop, Charleston, or even tango can occasionally be seen. Most of the time, however, bitchin' twitchin' consists of square dance, the Macarena, the moonwalk, and the safety dance. 17. L'esprit de la porte. The gate traveler's version of l'esprit de l'escalier, which is usually translated as staircase wit, the act of thinking of a clever comeback when it is too late to deliver it. L'esprit de la porte has come to mean that moment between dialing the gate and going through it when you realize all the ways you could have handled an encounter better. 18. L-O-T-I. Loti. Laughing on the inside. What very professional, very serious members of the military do when they are present at a bitchin' twitchin' session. 19. Backpfeifengesicht. Introduced by Feldwebel Bachmann, This German word can be translated as a face badly in need of a fist. The term was adopted with great enthusiasm by the denizens of the Anthill. The linguistics department would like to take this opportunity to once again reiterate that while it is indeed true that the GATE translation program does not translate this word, and its meaning therefore does not come across to Pegasus natives, it should still never be used to anybody's face. Firstly, because we still do not completely understand how the Stargate translation program works, but it is thought that it updates itself regularly based on the people who use it, and the word may at some point be included. Secondly, because while Pegasus civilizations may have less experience interpreting foreign languages, due to the aforementioned Stargate translation function, the ability to infer meaning from context and body language is by no means a rare skill among the traders and diplomats of this galaxy. One day, this word is going to get somebody killed, and it will be entirely due to the childish enjoyment of using an insult presumed to be untranslatable. 20. Kloothommel. Dutch for person I am vexed with. Literally, testicle bumblebee. Originating from the ops tech department, but popularized by the Marines who worked shifts in the recycle room under ops tech supervision. Presumably because they were on the receiving end of the term a few times. Ms. van IJsselmuiden provides this helpful pronunciation guide. Kloot with an O like road, hommel with an O like bomb. Extend the last E for emphasis. Kloothommel. A nearly as popular alternative is kloot-viool, literally, testicle violin. The end. Thanks for listening. This story is a bit of world building I did for my Rock Happy universe, which focuses on an outsider point of view of the military side of Atlantis. If you've got a day or so, please check it out. You can search for Lingua Pegasa or Rock Happy on Archive of Our Own and it'll pop up.